Today, we are paying a very special attention to children who are victims of violence and looking at situations that have to do with children being tortured when they are in centers of detention because allegedly they have committed an offense.
Now, when you say ill treatment, what are you specifically referring to?
It may be physical violence. You know, a child who is in a prison may be very easily pushed, kicked, hit. It may be a question of psychological violence, you know, a child who is threatened systematically. But it may also be situations of sexual violence in prisons, in orphanages, in centers for mental health.
What was the goal of today's meeting?
To launch a very important study that brought together articles from more than 30 global experts who have been dealing with situations of violence against children and very especially situations of extreme violence such as torture when children are deprived of liberty. And when we say deprived of liberty, we mean children who are placed in institutions from where they cannot leave at their free will. So an orphanage may be a place where children are deprived of liberty. But you know, in more than 80% of the cases of the 8 to 10 million children who are placed in orphanages and similar institutions, there is this perception that the institution will do a better job. And we know that the institution is very often a place where the child will be more easily neglected, less stimulated, will be ignored in his or her suffering and trauma.
And how do you propose to stop this?
Our meeting was designed to raise awareness about these dramatic situations where children find themselves. There are at least 1 billion children suffering some form of violence every year. And many children end up being deprived of liberty, placed in detention because they live in the street when they have no other place to go. We want to expose this dramatic reality to sensitize and mobilize support to prevent and address it. And one very important strategy that came across through all the discussions we had was we need to support children and families better.